Tiger!
Order, order.
A subdued start to the week in the House after this warning before question time from the Speaker, David Carter.
I intend to take a tougher approach to disorderly interjections that may mean constant offenders will be asked to leave the chamber.
Mr Carter's warning followed a particularly raucous question time last Thursday.
My office and the clerk's office received numerous complaints from members of the public about the level of interjection and the difficulty they had in hearing answers to questions.
The Speaker acknowledged that Parliament's debating chamber is a place of robust political exchange.
Interjections are permitted during question time, as long as they are reasonable and not disorderly in themselves.
But
loud, ongoing interjections make it very difficult for members of this House, let alone the public, to hear proceedings.
Mr Carter then addressed complaints about the length of both the questions and the answers.
I remind all members of the requirement to ask short, relevant supplementary questions without including excessive opinions.
The same applied to answers.
Replies must also be concise, which means not only short in terms of the number of words used, but also no longer than need be in order to answer the question adequately.
The Speaker said he'd be the sole judge of the length of questions and answers.
Finally, all members need to take care when they do interject. Unparliamentary reflections on any member of this House are not acceptable and will be dealt with severely.
Nevertheless, there was no suppressing petty party politics, as Rhys Lyon reports.
The flag referendum and climate change, not mutually exclusive subjects when it came to questions to the Prime Minister from Greens co-leader James Shaw.
Does he stand by his statement made yesterday on the flag referendum that, quote, I've been very strongly of the view, I think it's in New Zealand's interest to change, and I hope that political parties can see past the petty politics of that, end quote.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
The Speaker, yes.
The Prime Minister then faced a curveball from James Shaw.
So would he also say that it is in New Zealand's interests to see past the petty politics that are preventing cross-party consensus on climate change?
John Key stood by the government's current position on climate change.
Mr Speaker, the government's always happy to have discussions about climate change, but we have, over years, developed policies which we believe are in the right interest for New Zealand. We're going off to COP21 in Paris with those settings, and you know, in reality, we would never reach, even if we had a discussion with the Green Party, anywhere near their level of ambition, because that is at the very outer edge of what I think most people would find acceptable.
Mr Shaw then linked the line of questions on climate change to his primary question on the flag.
Why does he believe that it is important to get cross-party support for changing the flag, but unnecessary for climate change? Where is the statesman in you, Mr Key, when it comes to the climate?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr Speaker, here's an old-fashioned thing. We go to the election with a set of policies, and as the government, we carry them out. We're just calling political parties who went to the government with the same policy and now can't work out what they want to do other than play petty politics.
That's right. Absolutely.
Meanwhile, John Key's reported comments over the possible inclusion of the Red Peak design as a fifth option in the upcoming flag referendum was also the subject of questions to him from New Zealand First Deputy Leader Ron Mark, who asked if there was an ulterior motive for the Prime Minister's apparent change of heart.
What has persuaded him to corrupt the process that his government passed into legislation in this House?
Order. Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Absolutely nothing, but I'm known as a person that's reasonable and fair, and if the Labor Party want to come round and have a nice cup of tea and talk about how there could be a fifth flag on the ballot paper, I'm happy to do it.
Prime Minister John Key.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Question time was followed by the first reading of a bill enabling the government to become a member of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. And a report from the Privileges Committee on the use of social media in the House was tabled in the chamber and will come up for debate on Wednesday afternoon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from Parliament.